but not quite as warm elsewhere.
Simon King, thank you. Now, Radio 4, it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 27th of June. There are warnings of gales in Rockall and Bailey. The general synopsis at midnight. Atlantic low 982 moving steadily northeast, expected 200 miles west of Bailey 983 by midnight tonight. High Biscay 1025 dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cirra, south at Cirra. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. 40s, southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Cromarty 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. West, backing southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. Southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in Thames, rain at first, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth, southwest 4 or 5, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, fair, good, occasionally moderate. South Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly 4 or 5 in southeast, fair, good. North Fitzroy, southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 in southeast, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Southwest 4 to 6, occasional drizzle, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Irish Sea, southwest 5 to 7, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Shannon, southwest 5 to 7, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or poor. Rockall, south 4 or 5, veering southwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later, rain at times, fair later, moderate or poor, becoming good later. Mallin, south 4 to 6, veering southwest 5 to 7, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, south 4 or 5, veering southwest 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, rain at times, showers later, moderate or poor, becoming good later. Bailey, south 4 to 6, veering southwest 6 to gale 8 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroe, Faroes, south 4 or 5, veering southwest 5 to 7 later, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southerly becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Now to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south-southwest 5, slight drizzle and rain, 1 mile, 1005, falling more slowly. Stornoway, south 4, slight rain, 6 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest 4, mist, 6 miles, 1005, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest by south 3, 16 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest 3, 1015, now falling. Sandetti, light vessel automatic, northwest 4, 5 miles, 1020. Greenwich, light vessel automatic, southwest 3, 2 miles, 1020. Jersey, southwest 4, 16 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest 2, 2 miles, 1020. Scilly automatic, southwest 4, 6 miles, 1018, now falling. Valentia, south 4, mist, 1900 metres, 1010, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, south by west 5, 5 miles, 1012, falling more slowly. Malin Head, south by west 5, 24 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday the 27th of June. The general situation, a strong and humid southwesterly flow will dominate today, especially in northern and western waters, where there will be extensive misty, low cloud and drizzly rain. On Saturday, high pressure will gradually build from the south, with the strongest winds becoming confined to the north of Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South, veering southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain, showers later, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South, veering southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southwest 4 or 5, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 or 5, rain at first, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, south 3 or 4, varying southwest 4 or 5, rain at first, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwest 4 or 5, drizzle later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest 5 or 6, occasional rain or drizzle. Moderate or poor, occasionally good at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 5 to 7, rain or drizzle at times. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. South or southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain or drizzle with fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, south or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, south or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southwest 4 to 6, rain at times, moderate or poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 4 at first, and occasionally 7 later. Rain at times, showers later, moderate or poor, becoming good later. And Shetland Isles, southwest 4 or 5, backing south 3 or 4, then veering southwest 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now, on Friday week, that's Friday the 4th of July, we mark a whole century of the shipping forecast's existence on BBC Radio. There are lots of wonderful features about the ships available right now on BBC Sounds. Just search for the shipping forecast to discover all those programmes on BBC Sounds. I feel old. Another anniversary now. We celebrate 55 years of Prayer for the Day on Radio 4. And here's the Quaker and author Alistair McIntosh with a sound that inspires him.
Good morning. Have you ever heard the wild geese calling as they draw nigh in high formation? A whispering first, the intermission of another world, then nearer, nearer, lilting, rising, erupting to crescendo of our own soul's yearning. 'Tis yours, my child, says God, to rise as dawn and dig from where you stand in earth as is in heaven. And fading now, like brushstrokes blown, the geese have flown and you and I stand there alone, yet drawn together into high formation. And so it's down to us to ground that intermission, that gift half understood, into this waking day. And I smile, for when George MacLeod, who rebuilt Iona Abbey, was asked where he got it from that the wild goose is the Celtic symbol of the Holy Spirit, he said, I don't know. I probably made it up. But there we glimpse a way God prays through us in brushstrokes of imagination as wild geese crying. Don't fear. Don't fear, said Patrick Kavanagh, as he contrasted skeins of geese with laden bombers out across the Irish Sea in 1943. Don't fear, don't fear, as angels say, to raise us to our human calling. And Kavanagh's poem concludes, and so too, perhaps, our prayer. Only they who fly home to God have flown at all. Only they who fly home to God have flown at all.
That was Alistair McIntosh. This is BBC Radio 4, it's 5:45. Now, Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, missing the UK tree planting targets again. Let's start, though, with English olive oil. As unlikely as it might sound, it is now a reality after a Cornish olive grower pressed his first oil last winter. Nick Butcher claims to be the first person to bottle English olive oil commercially since the Roman times. Robin Markwell from Radio 4's food programme went to meet him.
We're looking at our first set-up test pod of 20 olive trees, which are in fruit already with tiny little fruit on them, which will grow through the summer and be ready for harvest in October.
And they're very mature trees, aren't they? They've got very thick trunks.
Yeah, we took trees that were between 12 and 15 years old, so they've already had a working past. So we know they historically fruit, and that lessened the risk of doing it.
Exciting, isn't it?
It is. It's really